The Word Once Fund started in the City of London, so our founder, Richard Bourgonnon, was a senior insurance executive at Lloyds Bank, and he would witness to the colleagues around him. He would invite them to events, he'd give them a talk on tape and CD as well, and he used to have discussions with people, and there was one particular very high-powered insurance colleague that enjoyed discussing things with him, but it just never went anywhere. So Richard had this idea that he would introduce him to Professor John Lennox, Emeritus Professor of Mathematics at Oxford University, and that they would have dinner together and Richard would just sit back and watch John Lennox evangelize his colleague. So they did meet, and the colleague, who was nicknamed Golden Tonsils, absolutely loved meeting with John Lennox and firing his intellectual questions at him. And he wanted to do it a number of times. So after the second dinner, he asked for a third dinner, and Richard said, "Next time, I'm going to get John to show us where he's getting all this from." So the next time, John turned up with a single piece of paper and that first 18 verses of John's gospel on this piece of paper, because he didn't want to embarrass Golden Tonsils. And he took him through the verses. And it was the first time Richard had seen his colleague basically silenced, because he was captivated by what these sentences said. He'd never heard them before, but it was making sense to him. And so Richard knew, he had this light bulb moment, that he needed to be able to take people through John's gospel like that himself. And so he went to William Taylor at St. Helens and asked William to help him write these notes. And one of the reasons why Richard really thought this approach was something he could do is because it sat very well with what he was used to doing at work. So at work, he would go through insurance contracts with people. There'd be the text and then the notes. And so that was the way he started taking people through the gospel. And so that was about 20 years ago that happened. And around 10 years ago, it was published as physical books by 10 of those. And since then, it's been redesigned. Possibly you might remember the old design. But last year, we also launched a free mobile app, which has the Book of John and the Book of Acts.
Great. If there's one thing you'd like us to remember from today's session, what would it be?
I think it would be that any Christian can be a Bible sharer. You don't have to be a confident Bible teacher. You know, God has given us what we need in his word, and we can depend on the power of his word to do the work.
Great. Before I hand over to Christine to walk us through the word once again, let me say a prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much that your word is powerful. It can give life to those who are spiritually dead. And thank you for doing that in many of us today. And we pray that you would help Christine to explain this resource to us clearly. Pray that you would embolden us to use it with our friends and our colleagues back in our offices so that they too may read these words of eternal life and believe in Jesus, the Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Over to Christine.
Thanks, Brian. So it's great to be here. I don't know how you feel about sharing the gospel. Often as Christians, we can be nervous or even scared And it's easy to think that nobody around us is interested. But a huge encouragement and challenge to me is that Talking Jesus, a survey done in the UK in 2022, found that 1 out of 3 non-Christians who had a conversation with a Christian about faith were interested in finding out more. 1 out of 3. So it's a great reminder that even if we can't see it or don't realize it, God is at work behind the scenes and in people around us. He's building his church, drawing people to himself. And if he's done it for us, he can do it for anyone. Maybe he's working in some of your colleagues' lives now. The Talking Jesus survey also asked non-Christians how they would go about finding out more about the Christian faith if they were interested. Does anyone have any ideas about what people might have said?
Google it.
Google? Any other ideas? Pardon?
Talking to believers.
Yep, talking to believers. That's probably similar to what was said over here, talk to a friend. Yep, any other ideas?
Onto YouTube.
YouTube, yep. Yeah, great guesses. So I'll reveal what the survey said. Google search did indeed come out on top. And YouTube was another answer. And we know that if people Google and go onto YouTube, they can be exposed to all sorts of things. But following Google, there were 2 equal second answers. The first was going to a local church, which I think is really encouraging, but we know that not all churches faithfully teach the gospel. And the second top, the other equal second answer, was read the Bible. That might be surprising to us, but we forget that it's the best-selling book in history. And it's probably on lots of people's bucket lists to read, but maybe they don't know where to start. That was what happened to me before I became Christian. And next was speaking to a Christian friend or family member. Talk to a Christian colleague or acquaintance was also up there. So relational Bible sharing, which is what the Word One-to-One is all about, is a powerful combination of 2 of those top 4 answers. It's Christians personally getting alongside people and helping them, and God's Word, the Bible, which by his Holy Spirit reveals God in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word One-to-One as an approach is bearing fruit around the world because it's God's living and active word in a format that every Christian can share in a way that serves people who aren't Christians. So it's meeting them where they're at, rather than expecting them to come to us at church or for a course, which, yeah, some people might be open to that, but for many it might just be too big a step initially. But one of the real joys of my job is hearing stories of Christians who've been empowered to read with others. So, for example, Andy in Scarborough said that he's currently reading with 2 friends. With one, they Zoom every 3 weeks or so just to catch up. But whenever they do catch up, he says he praises God because it's always him who asks if they're able to read together. With the other friend, the other friend's a colleague, and they meet every 2 weeks or so, and they find a quiet room at work, and they're currently going through book 2. Jinna in London, read through all of John's Gospel over Zoom with her mum in mainland China using the Chinese version. And amazingly, her mum has become a Christian. And I know there are people in this room who have used it as well. I was encouraged to hear that Julia started reading with someone who she met through getting her windows done. I thought that was amazing. So there are plenty of stories I could share. People are using it in lots of different settings, with neighbours, couples with other couples, with family members, in community ministry work, and it lends itself really well to reading with colleagues. So imagine if even 10% or 20% of each church family were actively sharing the Bible with someone. What a difference that might make. So I know, yeah, some of you are familiar with the resource, but if you're anything like I was, I picked up copies of this at the St. Helens lunchtime talk when I used to work around the corner, and it just went straight on my bookshelf, and it sat there for years because I didn't really know how it worked. So I'm going to give us a little tour of it and how I use it, and you can follow along using one of the books on the table. There's also some taster booklets, just so you know, that you can take away as well. The taster booklets are just episode one, and they're a great giveaway and also a really handy thing to... I always have copies of this in my bag, and I've given them away to Uber drivers and other people I've met. And also, when you have a moment, it would be great for you to download the free mobile app. You can just search the word one-to-one and you'll find it. But the first time I ever opened the Bible with a non-Christian one-to-one was before I knew how the word one-to-one worked. I read with one of my best friends from university, but I used my regular Bible and I felt a little bit out of my depth, really. But when I was shown how the word one-to-one worked, I wished I'd used it with her, because it would have been such a great help for us both. There are obviously other Bible sharing resources out there, Uncover, for example, but the word one-to-one has a unique approach. And you can also download the PDFs of the books for free from our website. So that's quite handy if you want to share screen. So a couple of women that I read with at the moment, most of the time we are meeting on Zoom and I'm sharing my screen with them. So I'll say a bit about inviting later, but the key thing is that we'd recommend that you only invite someone to do the first episode to make it relaxed and commitment-free. And if I was meeting someone in person, I'd give a physical copy of the first book to my friend, and I'd have a copy, or both of you can download the mobile app on your phones. And the word one-to-one breaks down John's Gospel into bite-sized episodes. The episodes are designed to take about 20 to 30 minutes to go through, but obviously it depends on how talkative you both are. But if you turn to page 6, you'll see that every episode starts with an introduction spread. So I would just say to the person I'm with that we're going to look at the first 18 sentences of what John wrote. And I just quickly explain who John is, that he was one of Jesus's closest friends. He was with him for 3 years and he recorded what he saw and heard during that time. So this is an eyewitness account. And he starts his biography of Jesus with an overview. So you might find it a surprising start because we don't begin with a nativity scene. There's no baby Jesus, no Bethlehem, but rather some massive claims and some big ideas. But don't worry if it doesn't make sense straight away. We'll go through it together and we can chat about any thoughts or questions as we go along. And then if you turn the page, I normally ask my friend if they're happy to read the sentences on the left that come straight out of the Bible. They're the most important words here. And they can read that silently to themselves or out loud, whatever they feel most comfortable with. Or they might want you to read all of it, and that's fine. You can just ask them how they want to do it. So I'll just read them for us to remind us of these amazing sentences that open John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. And then I would just say to my friend, so I'm going to read the notes now because they will just help unpack what the verses are saying. So John introduces us to the Word. Twice he says the Word was there in the beginning. So verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. Verse 2, he was with God in the beginning. So the Word existed before time, before creation, before the beginning. In short, the Word is eternal. But who or what is the Word? The Word is God, verse 1, and the Word was God. The Word is a person called him, verse 3. Through him all things were made. The Word who is God and a person made absolutely everything, no exceptions. Already we're being introduced to the Creator. But it says here that John's claims for the Word go even further. And then I would just say to them, any thoughts or shall we keep going? Shall we keep going on? So I just want to give them an opportunity to share if they want to, but not to put lots of pressure on them to respond just yet, because they may not have any thoughts just yet. They might just want to take it all in. And if you flip over, basically you'll just get into a rhythm of kind of reading it together and chatting it through. You know, once you've started, you don't have to keep explaining to them how it's going to work. It will just start to feel more natural, and you'll see that there are occasionally glossary terms to help explain words with Bible meanings. And if you flip to page 22, you'll see that every episode also finishes with a summary. So even if you only manage to do one episode with someone, so a lady I used to work with in advertising, we only managed to do one episode, but she saw about Jesus the Word, that he was there before the world existed, that he is God, that he made everything, that he has life in himself and brings light to all people, that those who believe in him become members of God's own family. The Word came to earth as a man. He doesn't bring rules, but grace and truth. And John claims that we can know God personally through Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? And then the bottom left, how does this introduction compare with what you had thought of Jesus Christ? Just be great to hear their response to that. So you'll see that the key verses are on the right that link to those key points. And then if you flip the page, you'll see that the full passage that you've just gone through is there all together. I like to reread that with the person I'm with if there's time. Otherwise, they can reread it in their own time. And then on the next page, just to show you that sometimes there are simple maps just to give that extra context as well. So once I've done the first episode with someone, we simply just need to ask them, you know, did you enjoy that? And would you like to do episode 2 sometime? I'd really like to if you're up for it. And then book a time in to meet with them if they want to. And I like to make a note in my calendar of what episode I'm up to with them. So hopefully you can see that the Word One-to-One enables any Christian to be a Bible sharer. You don't have to be a confident Bible teacher. It really takes the pressure off us. And the notes are a framework. They're flexible. You don't have to read them verbatim. You can use your own words. You can decide how you want to use the notes depending on who you're reading with and their personality. Some people like to read the Bible verses, for example, and pause, see if there's any thoughts or questions before they see what the notes say. But you might be wondering, why is this format of a guided read-through helpful rather than a more conventional Bible study? And firstly, I think it's because it levels the playing field. You're both looking at the same thing. It's something you're doing together. So it's not as much of a teacher-student dynamic. And it doesn't put people on the spot with lots of questions about something maybe they've never thought about before. Open-ended questions can be intense, especially in a one-to-one situation. This way, people can absorb and process the information, but they can talk as much or as little as they like. And being in a one-to-one or slightly bigger group hopefully is a comfortable space for people to share those questions or thoughts that they might find harder to bring up if there's a lot more people in the group. And it's a great opportunity to deepen relationships as well. You don't have to know someone really well before you read with them. And the format is obviously discreet and less overwhelming than a full Bible. Everything you need is there. There's less prep work to be done. So basically our job is to be a guide or holy page turner. And we can focus on just hearing God's voice and letting his word do its work. And the person that you're reading with can also take it home and reread. So if you're interested in more tips on how to get started, I run a Getting Started webinar fairly regularly. You can find out more on thewordone-to-one.com. And I'd love to see you on there, and please do tell other Christians about it as well. But I just want to leave a couple of tips with you as I close. We would suggest that you consciously decide if this is something you want to do and be intentional about praying about it and prioritizing it, because like anything, if we don't prioritize, often it doesn't happen. And if you'd like to read with someone here, maybe as a practice, I think that's a great idea. Maybe you could ask one of the members of the team and they can help make that happen. Let's just be encouraging one another to pray that God would be at work in our colleagues and that he would lead us to who he has prepared for us to read with. And that could be someone you already know, but it could be a great follow-up to people who come to an event or to Christianity Explored. It could be something that you do with people in your work Christian fellowship. And we'd encourage you to keep your eyes open for people that God may bring into your path. And when it comes to inviting, we would just say, don't rule people out before you've asked them. Don't say they're no for them. They could be the one in three who has a curiosity. And when you invite, be clear, keep it commitment free, take it one episode at a time. Some people have said something along these lines to get started. You know how we've talked a bit about my faith? Well, I've come across these booklets or this app that takes you through one of the biographies of Jesus from the Bible, and I thought you might be interested. Would you like to try the first episode with me? It's just 18 sentences with notes that help explore it, and you can be totally honest about what you think. I'll buy the coffee. It'll take about 30 minutes. And if they say no, that's okay. I've had people say no to me before and we're still friends. But if they say yes, it's because God has prepared them to. It's not about us. You know, we need God confidence more than self confidence. So I wonder how you feel about becoming a loving page turner and relying on the Word of God to do the work of evangelism. Maybe you've got someone in mind to ask already, or maybe you've got more questions. If you do, I'm going to hang around for a bit and I'd love to chat to you. Thank you very much for having me. So I'll just, maybe just say a quick prayer for us now. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your grace to us. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the Lord Jesus, for his life, death, and resurrection, and that you have opened our eyes to see him and submit to him. And we pray that you would be at work in the people around us, our colleagues. Please would you be drawing them to yourself, and please would you give us the courage and opportunity to open your word with people, to help them know the Lord Jesus for themselves, that they might turn to him as Lord and Saviour as well. We pray this in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen.